Young, educated, having the world at their feet, caring for ecology and the future of our planet, concerned with social affairs and company culture, wanting to grow and disliking idleness. They are often looking in job posting for permanent employment, having already gained experience and practical skills from doing internships, apprenticeships, and side jobs. Once on the market, they can be considered as passive job seekers, so you may consider applying specific recruiting efforts. Having grown up surrounded by new technologies, they have become digital natives, and thanks to 24/7 access to all kinds of information, they are not only resourceful but also have an awareness of the need for continuous education. Oddly enough, despite having been in the digital world the longest, Gen Z has a particular appreciation for face-to-face communications. Remember to apply it in your recruiting process. Big company or a startup? Which hiring managers are more likely to attract Gen Z? As opposed to the millennials, who are much more likely to connect their careers to startups rather than global companies. They are willing to commit to work. Also in big companies, what they expect in return is engaging experiences, a clear career path, full utilization of their abilities and stability. Obviously, an appropriate remuneration is high on their list of priorities, however, they also value courses and mentoring. Remember, to add such information to your job postings, if you are willing to reach job candidates from Gen Zers. This is yet another generation particularly focused on a work-life balance. However, in contrast to Generation Y, they are much more willing to allow the possibility of working in the evenings or weekends, expecting flexibility from the employer in return. Work from 2? Forget it. The pandemic has changed a great deal in terms of teleworking, yet more and more companies are making a full return to offices and regular working hours. However, it is not necessarily a good solution if you want to attract the finest talents from Gen Zers. Representatives of this generation were raised in the era of freelancing, and many of them gained their first job experiences by offering their services through various platforms and apps that let them freely choose their working hours. Maybe it's a perfect time to rethink your recruitment strategy? Gen Zers will be much more interested in job openings that includes flexible working hours and a chance for a home office or hybrid working model. Not necessarily from home, but also from anywhere. Furthermore, this generation particularly appreciates job posts with task-based rather than hour-based payroll processing, giving them the opportunity to work at their own pace and in the workspace of their own choosing. When working in the office, they are looking for an interesting surrounding and a possibility to personalize it, allowing not only the creation of a comfortable workspace, but also a brief moment of relaxation, positively influencing their work productivity. Bring international work as your recruiting strategy. International contacts are nothing unusual for Gen Z since early childhood, thanks to internet access. They can communicate with people all over the world. What potential candidates can appreciate is an opportunity to gain international job experiences at work, not only in terms of possible foreign travels, but also to have an opportunity to work with global customers and coworkers from all over the world. In that case, it is of utmost importance to carry out an appropriate language proficiency verification and to ensure seamless communication within the international team. Honesty and equality above everything else. A generation growing up in an atmosphere of openness to different cultures and globalization in general pays particular attention to the ideas that a potential employer pays homage to, as well as its organizational culture. Issues of equality, social justice, and ecology have become particularly important to the representatives of Gen Z. However, fake corporate social responsibility will not work in the long run. Gen Zers values honesty and transparency in the workplace above anything else. And it sees support for social affairs and respect for equality and diversity as a requirement rather than an added benefit. The Gen Zers will also appreciate an organizational culture based on mutual respect, gratitude, and appreciation between coworkers and the management. The perfect generation of job seekers? Obviously, there is no such thing. Also in the case of Gen Zers, 24/7 internet access from any mobile device has contributed to the development of FOMO. Fear of missing out, i.e., fear of what we are missing or may be missing when we are offline, and to compare ourselves with others even more often, also when it comes to professional and career development. Representatives of this generation are not known for their patience either. However, These are not issues that can't be dealt with. Consider introducing an internal newsletter for the employees and utilizing tools that allow work reporting within the team. Precise identification of goals and a specific development path in the company. Or even multiple career paths that would make it possible to carry out several roles in one workplace will also definitely help Gen Zers. How should the hiring process be handled? It is obvious that job ads published in newspapers will not reach Gen Zers. It is worth making use not only of services that facilitate online publication of job ads, but also of any social networks. Remember that a substantial portion of this generation will be browsing job ads and applying for jobs via mobile devices. They may also attend job fairs. In the content of the offer, it is advisable to focus on several aspects: the proposed remuneration, additional benefits, and preliminary information on the promotion opportunities. While job interviews on Skype, Zoom, or Teams might be standard for older generations, they are gradually becoming a relic for the Gen Zers. They would rather present their practical skills by tackling online tests instead of spending time talking about themselves and their experience. Are you thinking of requesting a cover letter? Think of a short video instead, for example, where the candidate gets a chance to briefly introduce themselves and describe what they can bring to your company. This is also a good way to find out about the candidate's expectations of you. So, should you completely give up on interviewing a candidate? The answer is no. This should not, however, be done at the very beginning of the recruitment process, but, for example, when the candidate's future supervisor can join the interview. Don't forget about feedback either, even in the form of an automated response prepared in advance. Use language audits in recruitment. We are here for you. Verify language knowledge of your potential and current employees. Focus Audit Tool is just perfect for that. 100% online audits from 30 languages within a minute, at any time you want. Get CEFR results within 24 hours. Use it when you need it and pay only for audits you use without any requirements regarding minimum order or regular use. Cut down number of interviews required and reduce burden on the recruitment team. Acquire much more data about candidates and improve applicant UX. Try us out and see how much you could gain. Check our demo audit or write to us directly.